Good afternoon. As he said, I'm Bill Foote from North Carolina State University, and I am here to talk to you about thrips, wheat, and intercrop cotton. Relay intercropping is simply planting a second crop in an existing crop with intent to harvest both of them. Relay intercropping cotton involves planting wheat with skip rows, which allow for equipment traffic and interseeding of cotton later. Cotton is planted about 4 to 6 weeks before wheat harvest, and here we have a picture of what that interseeded cotton looks like about a week before harvest. After wheat harvest, the cotton continues to grow normally. Relay intercropping cotton was studied extensively in Mississippi and South Carolina prior to the year 2000. So you ask, why are we doing this again? Well, for one, double cropping wheat and cotton in North Carolina has not been very, very successful. And the widespread adaptation of BT and Roundup Ready technologies have significantly impacted the way we grow cotton. And intercropping cotton may be a more profitable alternative to double cropping wheat and soybeans, which is a traditional practice in North Carolina. So why investigate thrips in intercropping cotton? Well, insect control has not been investigated in those previous studies or documented. And thrips are a major pest in cotton. In 2008, 90% of the cotton acreage in North Carolina was treated with a seed treatment plus a foliar application. And at planting insecticides and supplemental foliar treatments may not be necessary in an intercrop system. On the other hand, they're probably not even labeled. And thrips control has been identified as a potential area for cost saving versus monocrop cotton. That is, we may not need as many insecticides. So the previous work in this area has suggested that ground covers have the ability to suppress thrips. The later cotton planting dates associated with intercrop cotton may not merit a foliar or in-furrow insecticide treatment. That is, the seed treatment may be enough. Double cropping cotton and wheat in North Carolina is risky business, mostly due to the short growing season and lack of irrigation. And intercropping cotton and wheat has been successfully demonstrated in Southeast United States. So the objective of my study is to determine the impact of intercropping system on wheat and to investigate the physiological effects of that intercropping system in various thrips management strategies. Replicated field experiments were conducted in 2009 on two arm farm sites in Duplin and Johnston County. Wheat was planted in the fall of 2008. Strips were killed in midwinter. And this picture here is what those looked like in the spring. Here's our kill strips. These are 15 inches wide, planted every 30, or burned every 38 inches. By the way, we use gramoxine to burn those down. Cotton was planted in mid-May with a one-pass strip till planter rig. Oh, let me go back to show you that picture. This is what it looked like while we were planting it. Experimental design was a randomized complete block design. Treatments were arranged in a 2x4 factorial design. Those treatments included two production systems, a monocrop cotton versus our intercrop cotton. The four cotton thrips treatments included a seed fungicide only, that's our untreated check, an Evicta seed treatment, an Evicta plus an in-furrow temic, and Evicta plus a foliar orthene application at 3 weeks after planting. Three comparison plots were also included, and those were a solid wheat with the intercrop strips burned in with no cotton, and soybeans. All the agronomic practices were conducted according to North Carolina Extension recommendations. Data collected includes thrip collections and seedling dry weights at 3, 4, and 5 weeks after planting, wheat yields, cotton plant mapping prior to or just prior to defoliation, seed cotton yields, and gin out. All data was subjected to ANOVA and mean separation using Fisher's protected LSD at a significance level of 0.05. And due to some strong interactions between locations, some data is presented by location. And on to the results. This is what it looks like. This is what a typical intercropping plot looked like right here 1 week before wheat harvest, immediately after wheat harvest, cotton at bloom, and cotton just prior to harvest. Here we have thrips count by insecticide control strategy. These blue lines are untreated checks. I know these charts are quite busy. I'm just going to summarize it with these two statements. All insecticide treatments reduce thrip levels. The seed treatment alone was not as effective beyond three weeks as the seed treatment plus Temic and the seed treatment plus Orthing. This is also what we expected. And here we have thrip counts by cropping system at 3, 4, and 5 weeks after planting. I'm going to sum those up in two statements. The intercropping system reduced thrip levels at Duplin County, as we expected, based on the literature. In Johnston County, that data is not quite so clear, but if I have time, we'll go over that later. Cotton seedling dry weights at 5 weeks after planting. On the left, we see what effect the insecticide treatments have. Basically, we have cotton seedlings without insecticide were significantly smaller than all insect thrips control strategies, and there were no significant difference between insecticide treatments. And on the right, we have cropping system, and we see the intercrop cotton was significantly smaller than the monocrop cotton. These weights were taken just prior to wheat harvest. And on to wheat yield. Our orange bar here is our wheat yield of our solid block of wheat. And this blue line here, this is our wheat with the intercropping strips and no cotton. Statistically, there was no difference, but this is an 8% numerical difference. What we found was wheat has an amazing ability to compensate for just the loss of just not being there. The rows, based on component yields from wheat, the rows right next to those burned out strips produced 46% more wheat than the rows, the interior rows, you know, away from those strips. Here we have this purple line represents, this is our first intercropping strip with cotton, but this did not have any seed treatment. But we still don't see a statistically significant difference in yield. The green line, this is our first intercropping with a seed treatment alone. This represents a 14% reduction in yield, and now it appears significant. And finally, I'm just going to talk about our last treatment. That's an intercropping cotton in wheat with a seed treatment plus our foliar application of Orthing. Well, let me sum that up. Basically, we said there's no significant loss just due to the intercropping strips alone, but the wheat yields were quite responsive to the cotton competition. They were inversely proportional to cotton seedling dry weight and cotton population. Summary of plant mapping data revealed there was no significant difference in plant mapping data due to insecticide treatments, but we did see some differences due to the cropping system. The monocrop cotton had more vegetative bolls, fewer nodes above crack boll, and taller plants at harvest. The fewer nodes above crack boll indicates that the monocrop cotton was more mature, and the increased vegetative bolls can be explained by plant population. On the left, we have plant population by insecticide treatment, and here we found the plant population was improved with the use of insecticides aimed at thrips. And on the right, we have plant population by cropping system, and here we see The intercropping improved our plant stands. Now, bottom line, what did this do to our lint yield? Well, on the left, again, we're looking at insecticide treatment. We didn't see any statistical significance, but we did see a numerical improvement in lint yields due to insecticide use. And the best treatment there was a seed treatment plus Temic. And on to the right, we're looking at lint yield by cropping system. Here we see an almost identical lint yield, which was kind of what we were hoping to find. So in conclusion, what can we say? Wheat has amazing ability to compensate for unplanted strips, such as in an intercropping system. Wheat yields were reduced 14% to 25% due to competition from cotton. Intercropping significantly reduced thrip levels compared to the monocrop cotton. And seed treatment alone may be enough in an intercrop situation. And cotton yields were unaffected by the intercropping. As far as future research goes, we plan to continue these studies in 2010 and 2011. And we plan to investigate weed control strategies in the same intercropping system, which has also been identified as an area of need. And I'd personally like to acknowledge or thank Keith Edmonston, James Lanier, Seth Holt, Jack Batchelor, Guy Collins, Cotton Incorporated, and North Carolina Cotton Producers Association for the help in this project. So if you have any questions, I'd love to field them at this point. Yes, sir. How do I count my thrips? Well, we took 6 plants per plot at each collection, carefully cut them at ground level, put them in a soapy jar, you know, trying not to disturb them, rushed them back. As soon as we were done with what we had to do in the field, went back to the insect lab, washed them over a sieve, then gently collected them and washed them into a bottle with an alcohol solution, and preserved them for count later. At which point I identified immatures and collected the, or identified adults and immatures, collected the adults for later identification by species, which I haven't done yet.
Did you count them under a microscope?
Yes, under a microscope. It was quite tedious, but I had some good help there. Everybody enjoys plant mapping, don't they?
What seed treatment did you use?
Avicta. I'm sorry, I should have mentioned that. I probably did not mention that. Okay, one over here. Yes, sir. Not yet. I've gone through the numbers roughly. It looks like a wash right now. If the price of cotton goes up, you know, and soybeans stays at present level, it favors the intercropping system. But that's 1 year study, and that's just rough estimates, but nothing official, no.
That was a dry land study?
Dry land, yes. About this year, it varied from 45 to 66, depending upon what site we were on. We had quite a bit of rain in the Duplin County site. Any more?
Any questions?
Oh. Yes, sir. Oh.
All right.
Oh. How wide was the strip field?
15 inches in 38-inch rows.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you.